In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God attached a word to the tree of life and a word to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Both trees in and of themselves were good and pleasing to the eye. There was nothing wrong or different about them from any other tree in the world. But what made them different was the word of God. To one tree he attached a word of life. To the other tree he attached a word of death. Adam and Eve weren't wandering around the garden when the serpent spoke to them. They're by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And this isn't by chance. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was their church. They went there to speak about God, to learn about the goodness of God that he has placed in all creation, and finally to worship him by not eating. Then they would travel on to the tree of life and eat and live. Sadly, they never made it to that tree. So our structure of word and supper, of speaking and eating, has its foundation in Eden itself. To use our terminology, they are in the midst of the church service. So it is there that the devil offers Eve a different word. She has learned of God's command and goodness from Adam, and she thinks this serpent is simply bringing additional information about God and the trees. She's deceived. So her first sin is not eating the fruit. Her first sin is believing the promise of the devil instead of the promise of God. Adam's sin's a bit more blatant. He knows full well what the word of God says, and he chooses deliberately and intentionally to follow the word of Satan instead of the word of God. His sin is defiance. He picked that fruit from Eve's hand and took a bite out of it, swinging his fists at God. He wants to dethrone God. He both rejected the word of God, one out of ignorance, one out of defiance. One was deceived, one blatantly rebelled, one succumbed to temptation, one fell headlong into that temptation. Both sinned. Both turned their backs on God, and so both were headed toward death. And so it's no surprise that when God comes walking to them in the cool of the day, they are terrified. The promise of Satan didn't deliver. They know full well the word of God that he is coming to speak. They're terrified and they try to hide, for they know full well on the day you eat of it, you will surely die. So they think God is coming to kill them. Adam throws his wife under the bus. Eve throws the serpent. Both blame God for creating wife and snake. And God does speak that word of death. Dust you are, and to dust you shall return. But he speaks that word of death only after he has spoken a word of life. The seed of the woman will crush the serpent's head. You will have pain in childbirth, pain in raising children, great difficulty. Yet the seed of the woman will crush the serpent's head. Your desire will be for your husband. You will love him unconditionally, and he will not always return that love. He will abuse his authority, yet the seed of the woman will crush the serpent's head. The ground will not cooperate. It will be unproductive, unyielding, yet the seed of the woman will crush the serpent's head. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food. Your work will literally kill you and break your body. But the seed of the woman will crush the serpent's head. And finally, you will return back to dust, but the seed of the woman will crush the serpent's head. The seed of the woman, the one who is coming not from Adam, but from Eve, from the woman, who will destroy this ancient serpent. A new word from God. A word of life, not a word of death. And so Adam named his wife Eve because he believed that from her God would send a Savior. Through her, God would give life and salvation. So God drives them out of the garden, not because he is angry with them, but he drives them out of love. For if they eat from that tree of life, they will live forever on earth as sinners. He drives them out of love, so they live by this gospel promise. The seed of the woman will crush the serpent's head. He wants them to live by this word, and so find salvation in him yet again. When we say that faith looks outward, it's important to know which direction to look to. The devil always wants to replace God's word with his own words. But as Adam and Eve found out, the word of Satan never delivers. It never fulfills. By his word, Satan tries to separate you from God. He will appear as an angel of light, as something good and logical, makes sense, or maybe even works for society. But he will simply try to separate you from the word of Christ. To accept another word, another teaching outside of the Holy Scriptures. He looks beautiful. It may look good. But listen to what he says. Pay attention. God never told Adam that the serpent was roaming around, yet he came. He should have known that that was not the word of God. He should have chosen to listen to God's word. Yet God has very clearly told you that devil is wandering around looking for someone to devour. Pay attention. He hasn't told you when he will strike, only that he will. He will twist, he will lie, he will deceive. He will promise things he cannot deliver. The devil wants you to believe his word over the word of God. He will even use the Holy Scriptures to deceive, as he did with the temptations of Christ. He will empty them of their meaning. So learn the meaning, even as you learn the very words. Like Eve, at times we are deceived. We thought something was good and right, but then we went through with it and our eyes were opened and we recognized we fell into sin. Ignorance doesn't negate sin any more than ignorance of the speed limit exempts you from a ticket. The officer will probably tell you to pay attention next time. So indeed, pay attention to the word of God. Learn it, meditate on it, inwardly digest it. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, encourages Saint Peter. So that way you may recognize what the word of God is and what is the word of the devil. Learn it more and more. For Satan will use whatever he can get his hands on. At times it's school teachers or friends, politicians, athletes, people to promise things that they cannot deliver. So use this Lenten season to meditate on Jesus even more. Grow in the grace and the knowledge. Learn the story, treasure the fulfillments. For this word alone is the sword of the Spirit. But we also have acted like Adam at times and blatantly rejected the word of God. We think that we know what is best for our own lives, even better than God. Our fallen flesh is more than willing to go along with it, but this path only ends in death. And yet that same loving God who came to Adam and Eve in the garden comes to us this day. Speaking a word of forgiveness, the seed of the woman has crushed the serpent's head. The seed of the woman is Jesus of Nazareth, the son of the Virgin. He alone has destroyed the devil by his cross, and it cost him dearly. It bruised his heel, caused him his own death. But thorns and thistles cursed our work, but the seed of the woman bore them on his head. They caused his blood to flow, for he labored underneath our work. But he would have it no other way. Sweat like blood dripped from his brow as he labored to earn what no man could earn, the very righteousness of God. And finally, he was laid in the dust of death. Jesus Christ, the greatest sinner the world has ever known, because he has taken on the sins of the world. Eve's virgin daughter gives birth to the son who alone has crushed the devil's head, and yet who has risen on the third day. Now that certainly is a word worth holding on to. Because of Jesus, we also are barred from that tree of life in Eden. For God has given us a new tree to eat from, planted on Calvary. Its divine fruit gives us life, not simply for 80 or 90 years, not simply keeping us on this earth, but a life that shall have no end in the kingdom of God. God comes and walks among us, and we do not run and try to hide out of fear or terror. But we also know the very words that God will speak to us. He will forgive. He will reconcile us. We come here boldly and confidently, knowing full well what the cross has done for us. The seed of the woman, Jesus, our Savior, has defeated the devil for us, and he lives. And that certainly is a word worth holding on to. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.